This is Phoenix FM.
This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Let her go.
Y'all ready for this?
I just wanna be part of your symphony.
Hello, everybody. How are you doing? Hope your Tuesday evening's going very well. Yes, it's just gone six. It's me, Ben, here with the show that goes like this with you now up until 8 o'clock. So keep it here if you're on 98.0 FM and also if you're on phoenixfm.com. And help us spread the word about this station as well. Give it a share somewhere on social media. That will be wonderful. Remember, you can also join us by asking your smart speaker to play Phoenix FM. And you can join the webcam feed into the studio on mixcloud.com as well. Go to our website homepage. There's a webcam button at the top right, as well as the Listen Live link. So how are you doing? How's it been going this Tuesday? I was really enjoying listening to the end of Stuart Pink's show on my drive into the studio there. Thanks to Stuart for another fabulous drive time and a great never-ending story of drive. I have been concerned about the protesters on the QE2 bridge. It affected me last night trying to make a trip over to Dartford and back as quickly as I could, and I'd forgotten that they hadn't yet come down in their hammocks up there, and loving Stuart's playlist as well, encouraging them. I like to think he's helped to encourage them to think about their lives generally and come to their senses. I love the irony of climate protesters and people upset about licenses for oil and gas causing endless tailbacks of traffic that's going to put a load of pollutants into the atmosphere. So yeah, you've made your point really well there. Fabulous. What's going on the show that goes like this tonight then? Well, it's Tuesday, it's the 18th of October, it's a packed show once again. Loads of stuff for everybody to enjoy, especially some fantastic music. We're going to hear from the likes of Drake, Guns N' Roses, the Bee Gees, Eric Clapton, Sia, Diana Ross, Cher, Lady Gaga, Katy Perry. Loads of great tracks to look forward to. Fabulous music guaranteed on the show that goes like this. But what will we play and why will we play it? Well, the 18th of October is Information Overload Awareness Day. It's also National Chocolate Cupcake Day. It's also National No Beard Day. I know Stuart Pink is still in the building. Is he going to shave off his beard? If you haven't seen him, he has had facial hair. What is going to happen on International No Beard Day? I'm concerned about Stuart. Will he make a decision or will he just leave it? You know, if you're going to shave it off, today is the day. But I'm going against the grain, shockingly, on the show that goes like this tonight. And all the tracks you hear are going to be from people with beards or people with famously long hair. It's International No Beard Day, but all the music is going against that. Before I tell you anything else that's happening in the show, let's have a track to music. Get us going as we love to do. Do spread the word about the show. Thanks so much for your company tonight. Ben Simmons Radio on Facebook if you want to drop me a line, at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter as well. And then first track of the night, Big Beards, ZZ Top.
To God is all so sweet.
Phoenix FM.
ZZ Top and Give Me All Your Loving. Yes, some hirsute music, if that's even a thing, to get us going tonight. It's Tuesday, it's the 18th of October. I hope everything's fabulous for you guys. It's going well for me here in the Brentwood studio in the heart of Essex. Yes, but broadcasting worldwide, thanks to the wonders of being online. phoenixfm.com/listen-live. And you can be here on any kind of device from anywhere in the world. Fabulous. So, yes, it's the 18th of October, and I have said all the music is going to link to the opposite of National No Beard Day. It is that today. It is also Information Overload Awareness Day. It is Chocolate Cupcake Day, and very excitingly, I never said this, it's National Pharmacy Technician Day. All those people that prepare your tablets, your medicine, that give you the little bag and say, do you pay for your prescription? And you say, yes, sadly, wishing you didn't have to. All those people should be celebrated on the 18th of October. Pharmacy Technician Day is today. But musically, we are celebrating National No Beard Day by going against the grain and playing tracks that feature people with very long beards or at least very long hair. Because I did feel an all-male musical show would be a little bit much, so we're having some female input from ladies famous for their hairstyle and long hair. So, yes, fabulous. I'm looking forward to a lot of the music that's going to feature tonight. Also coming up, as ever, celebrity birthdays today. There's some great ones that you may be surprised to hear about. And the World Cup of Movie Villains, what a start last week. Took the internet by storm. I'll give you the results of last week's four knockout games and the four that are now available to vote for in the second hour of the show. As ever, for a sneak preview, get yourself to Ben Sim Radio on Twitter and you can see the polls that are already running, that will be running right through until the weekend. But yes, we will decide the most villainous movie villain of all time in the next few weeks on these very airwaves. And tonight, as ever, looking at the wackier side of current affairs, we'll be paying some visits to the weird world of news, hearing about some unusual bride behaviour, hearing about an extremely valuable old toy that was discovered, hearing about how to rid your house of a wet dog smell. Not a wet dog, presumably you want to keep the dog, but that smell that lingers that's a little bit annoying. You can get rid of it relatively cheaply and easily. Also, a couple who have a very interesting kissing rule that I'm happily going to share with you later. And in 2022, what do we like to chat about? We'll be looking at the top 20 national debates that have been raging this year. Not the most obvious, most recent, focusing on what the heck is going on with the government, which I think many people have been discussing, but other things that have dominated people's thoughts this year, and debates have been raging in public houses, in high streets, in homes, all across the UK. What topics are people having intense debates about in 2022? We'll be looking at all those things, a packed show. And if anybody gets in touch with me on social media and asks for a request or something like that, I will do my very best to get your request on the airwaves and give you a shout out as well. Remember, Ben Simmons Radio on Facebook, at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. Let's have another track, shall we? From at least someone in this band is hairy. Oh yes, I know Mr. Dave Grohl has a beard. Here are the Foo Fighters, Learning to Fly.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was the fabulous Foo Fighters with Learn to Fly. This is the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons. Breaking news, if you live in the area and it's been affecting you and you've been concerned about it, or you found the whole thing extremely annoying, I can see our live news feed into the studio. The protesters who were scaling the heights of the Queen Elizabeth II Bridge, known to many as the Dartford Crossing, have just come down and been immediately arrested. And they have said, "We disrupted oil supplies to Kent and the South East for 36 hours, but Just Stop Oil supporters will continue campaigning to end new oil and gas licences being given out." Okay, so Stuart Pink alluded to, as far as I'm aware, they haven't been charged the Dart charge. I think they could be in slightly more trouble than someone who forgets to pay the Dart charge. Does that count as a peaceful protest? You know, shutting the bridge for 36 hours? I don't know. One of the protesters said, "I can see the pub from up here." That is as much as I know. Happy to bring that to you. Hopefully, in due course, once police investigations have continued, the crossing will reopen, the bridge will reopen, and the two-way tunnel traffic, which has been in force ever since the bridge shut, ought to then be one way from Kent to Essex, and the Essex to Kent side can carry back on as the bridge. So hopefully, in the ensuing hours this evening, Dartford Bridge will reopen, but no confirmation of that yet. But the protesters have been brought down. Fabulous. Now then, it's the show that goes like this. Anything can happen in this show, general craziness or whatever. Stuart Pink, I believe, has left the building now, but he has told me he's voted already on my Twitter poll. That is someone with incredible dedication to the World Cup of movie villains. Remember, I'm going to talk about it after 7 o'clock. If you want a sneak preview, at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter, find the profile. The first few posts on there are the four polls that are running this week. And if you scroll down a bit further, you'll see the results of last week's polls. Four knockout games last week, four knockout games tonight. We will have our full quarter-final list by the weekend. Very, very exciting, I'm sure you'll agree. And yes, last week featured the likes of Darth Vader, Freddy Krueger, Agent Smith from The Matrix, Lord Voldemort, Pennywise, Sauron from Lord of the Rings. So many villains, and those aren't even the ones that are alive anymore. I don't mean they've passed on, the characters or whatever. I mean those votes were live last week and have stopped being live. We've got eight new villains pitted against each other tonight. At Ben Sim Radio on Twitter for a sneak preview. I'll give you full details in about 45 minutes time. After this next track, we'll pay our first visit of the evening to the weird world of news, where I'll be delighted to tell you all about some unusual behaviour from a bride at her wedding. Until then though, people with beards will entertain you with music. Here is Drake, Hotline Bling.
You used to call me on mine. You used to. Yeah. You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. And I know when that hotline bling, can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. Ever since I left the city, you got a reputation for yourself, nah. Everybody knows and I feel left out. Girl, you got me down, you got me stressed out. 'Cause ever since I left the city, you started wearing less and going out more. Glasses of champagne out on the dance floor. Hanging with some girls I never seen before. You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. Ever since I left the city, you
You and me, we just don't get along. You make me feel like I did you wrong. Going places where you don't belong. Ever since I left the city, you got exactly what you asked for. Running out of pages in your passport. Hanging with some girls I've never seen before. You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. And I know when that hotline blink, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline blink, that can only mean one thing. These days, all I do is wonder if you're bending over backwards for someone else. Wonder if you're rolling up a bag was for someone else. Doing things I taught you, getting nasty for someone else. You don't need no one else, you don't need nobody else, no. Why you never alone? Why you always touching road? Used to always stay at home, be a good girl, you was in the zone. Yeah. You should just be yourself. Right now you're someone else. You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. And I know when that hotline blink, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline blink, can only mean one thing. Ever since I left the city,
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons. Hope your Tuesday evening still treating you fabulously well. It's all looking good here in our Brentwood studios. Yes, upsettingly, it's starting to get dark now. Doesn't seem very long ago that I was broadcasting between 6 and 8 o'clock, and it was still perfectly, perfectly light outside. But all change there then, I guess. Yes, anyway, well, I did say we'd pay our first visit to the weird world of news tonight, and I'm absolutely not lying to you. So here it comes. This is the story of a bride who baffled her wedding guests with some unusual behaviour at her wedding. Let me fill you in with a few more details. So, a bride left her wedding guests gobsmacked after she decided to disappear from her own ceremony for more than 2 hours, only to return with a newly styled haircut. Wow. Yes, it's not uncommon for a bride to change out of her wedding dress after the main ceremony and wear something different to the reception and later on in the evening. But one bride, instead of just changing her dress, decided to switch up her hair too. Not so much as in, I'm going to put my hair up or I'm going to put my hair down, but she took a totally different approach and had her hair professionally restyled before reappearing at her own wedding after over 2 hours of being away. And a guest at the wedding posted, "My relative got married fairly recently. The ceremony was a bit cringe, but not over the top. Then the bride goes off to get changed for the reception. Okay, so far so good. That's a normal thing for brides to do. 2.5 hours later, the bride decides to once again grace us with her presence. This is over an hour after dinner was supposed to be served. Everyone was cranky and hungry after waiting for so long. And a solid quarter of the guest list left after eating the exceptionally bland dinner." Wow, that is one guest who is miffed at the circumstances there. And then she carries on her quote on Reddit, "And all because the bride had to get a damn haircut after the ceremony. Who does that?" Yes, indeed. Pretty unusual, I will admit. Yes. I've been to weddings, and I don't want to say when and where, because, you know, all weddings are wonderful for the people whose wedding it is, but I did go to one that was slightly awkward where I didn't know anybody else there, and the bridal party, that's the bride and groom and respective parents, greeted everyone as they came into the room, and clearly, out of that party of six, only one person knew even who my wife was, and me being a plus one for my wife, they had absolutely no idea who I was, and you could see the parents going, who's this person? Why are we paying for them to be here? They never said it out loud. They never even particularly looked like they were thinking it. Maybe it was my issue and nobody else's. Anyway, all the music you hear on the show that goes like this tonight is being played because of the fact that the 18th of October is National No Beard Day. And excitingly, fellow Phoenix FM presenter, Drive Time legend, Stuart Pink, has embraced this. Now, I'm excited that he's embraced it, but he has put on Twitter this post. Now, I've got the World Cup of Movie Villains running on Twitter, but you may want to get involved in this as well, particularly if you tune into our Drive Time show. So Stuart's post on Twitter says, my good friend at Ben Sim Radio is celebrating hashtag No Beard Day on Phoenix FM, and I've decided to put it to the people to shave or not to shave, to beard or not to beard. Craziness. Wowzers, Stu, do you know what you're asking people to vote on? So, should he keep his beard or should he shave his beard off? If you look at his Twitter profile picture, you can see his very handsome features and the fact that his face is adorned with rather substantial facial hair. He is asking the listeners, his friends, his acquaintances, his colleagues, he's asking the world, does he keep his beard or does he shave his beard? If you want to get involved, then get to his Twitter profile, at Stew Pink, S-T-E-W-P-I-N-K, at Stew Pink on Twitter, to shave or not to shave. In the early voting on this poll, keep your beard 80% of the votes, shave your beard 20% of the votes. If you'd like to get involved in that, it's at Stew Pink on Twitter, and I've been notified at Ben Sim Radio, of course, you can go there and link to Stuart Pink, but, you know, that could be all telling. Should he shave, should he not shave his facial hair off? While we all try and wonder what will happen to the hair of the man who does the never-ending story of Drive, let's have a track by someone else who's very hirsute, one Axl Rose, and of course Guns N' Roses, with this legendary bit of music.
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Classic, Sweet Child of Mine, Guns and Roses. Because the 18th of October is National No Beard Day, if you've just joined us, all the tracks you hear tonight on the show that goes like this will be played by people who have at least at some point, famously in their musical career, had beards. Or if they've been female, and therefore very unlikely to have had beards, have long hair or very distinctive hair or something going on with their hair. Yes, it's National No Beard Day, but not musically on the show that goes like this tonight on Phoenix FM. Fabulous. So keep it here. Loads of great stuff going on. Celebrity birthdays coming up in a few minutes. And also, via the Weird World of News, I'll be happily sharing with you information about a very valuable old toy. How you can get rid of the wet dog smell from your house, if you've had a wet dog in there. A couple with an interesting kissing rule, and the top 20 national debates that have been raging during 2022, as well as the World Cup of movie villains to look forward to. So keep it here, no reason to change this station or go anywhere else, even if you just got us on in the background. Maybe pay that little bit more attention for that extra little nugget of information. And remember, interactivity positively encouraged here on the show that goes like this on Phoenix FM. Ben Simmons Radio on Facebook, at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. If you're on either of those right now, drop me a line, say hello. Paul Milton is on the Mixcloud webcam chat. Hello to Paul, glad to have your company again tonight. Maria on the Isle of Wight is there on Facebook. Hello to you, Maria. Ellie is there as well, that's fabulous. Lots of people listening, Ron Wilmot, Gary Collins. Thank you to all of you guys. And let's have some more music, after which we will do some celebrity birthdays, and then a little bit later on this hour, back to the Weird World of News. Now, the police, have they famously got beards? I don't mean the police force, I mean the police band. Well, Sting has definitely had a beard at some point in his life. And whether he was shaved by a man or a woman, I think it was a woman, and he was very pleased with the shave, which is why they came up with this track.
I just lose my nerve as I die from the start.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
The police, every little thing she does, including shaving Sting, is magic. Fabulous. Now, as promised, time for celebrity birthdays. 18th of October, who is celebrating today? The Greatest Showman and Baywatch actor Zac Efron is 35 today. Muscles from Brussels, Mr. Jean-Claude Van Damme is 62 today. American screenwriter and producer Chuck Lorre is 70 today. Him of Big Bang Theory and Two and a Half Men fame. Singer Ne-Yo is 43 today. Ex-rugby star and now member of the Royal Family, Mr. Mike Tyndall, is 44 today. Comedian Rod Gilbert is 54 today. Former Leicester City and Birmingham footballer Robbie Savage is 48 today. Here's something to make you feel a bit old. Timmy Mallett is 67 today. Those are your celebrity birthdays. And as ever, if it's your birthday on this fabulous 18th of October, very many happy returns of the day to you from the whole team here on the show that goes like this and everybody at Phoenix FM. Fabulous. Now, I did say if you make a request on social media during the show, I'll do my very best to get your track on the airwaves. Ron Wilmot has done just that. Now, I've got to slightly apologise and then also not apologise, Ron, because Ron has asked for Cat Stevens' Morning Has Broken, because Cat Stevens famously has a beard on National No Beard Day. We don't have Cat Stevens' version easily to hand, Ron, but we do have this version of Morning Has Broken from another man with a beard, Mr. Rick Wakeman. Cheers, Ron.
Thank you.
Phoenix FM.
Great stuff. Morning has broken from the fabulous Rick Wakeman there. Hope you enjoyed that. Rick Wakeman's a brother water rat, actually. Yes, if you don't know what that is, I belong to a show business fraternity, if I can say it, and charity called the Grand Order of Water Rats. And I know Rick Wakeman. He'll be pleased. I'll let him know. I've got one of his tracks on the Phoenix FM airwaves this evening. Maybe he'll get some royalties from it. I've got absolutely no idea. Anyway, it's the 18th of October. Hope your evening's treating you well so far. Shall we pay another visit to the weird world of news? Let's do just that. Now, I did say I would tell you all about a lady who discovered a very valuable old toy in her loft and managed to sell it for over £1,600. What was it, I hear you wonder? Was it one of those luxury bears you sometimes see on the Antiques Roadshow? Was it an incredibly rare bit of Star Wars memorabilia? Was it something Lego related or something like that? Oh no! Headline reads, I found old Care Bear in my loft and flogged it for £1,600 after quick Google. Yes, a lady from Loughborough went into the loft and discovered an old Care Bear. She couldn't believe her luck when it turned out to be worth thousands of pounds. She said, it all started when I was clearing out the attic, ready to move house, and found an old suitcase of childhood toys. It had been forgotten about ever since we moved in when I was in my early 20s. So I thought, what's the point of carrying this to our new home? And I put it in a pile of stuff to go to the charity shop. When I took a break from cleaning, I decided to have a dig through the bag and found an old Care Bear with a bit of dirt on it. It looked like it was in a sorry state, but I thought I might as well see if there were any on eBay. I couldn't believe my luck when a quick search revealed I'd got the rarest Care Bear, Cousin, which at that time was up for auction at about £400. Clearly she didn't take it to the charity shop. So she said, moving house was a bit crazy, the cuddly toy got put to one side. My brother sells old Lego on eBay, and he mentioned he'd seen a noble heart horse, just like mine, sell for £4,200 this summer. That one was in pristine condition, but I've just sold mine to a buyer in the USA for £1,600. I'd given it a bit of a clean with a wet wipe. It was my mum, can you imagine this, who bit the bullet and put it through the washing machine and made sure it got to its new owner in top condition. Lucky nothing fell apart in the washing machine after being in the loft for that long. Crikey. I can't even remember where I got my Care Bear Cousin from, and ironically, I wasn't a big Care Bear fan when I was growing up in the 80s. I was more into Sylvanian Families. But the Palitoy factory where the Care Bears were made was in my hometown, so maybe it came from there. Ones like mine are really rare now, and not many were made. So, there you go. Noble Heart Horse, Care Bear Cousin. If you've got one of those in your loft, attic, spare room, spare cupboard, some drawer you don't look in very often, maybe it's worth something. Clearly, many old toys from even as recently as the 70s, 80s and 90s can now fetch quite a lot of money online from collectors. I saw an original Nintendo Game Boy going for thousands of pounds, and they were worth about £60-70 when they first came out, I seem to remember. You know, stuff like that that you may think isn't really all that old. Old, clearly sci-fi stuff and particularly Star Wars memorabilia. If you've got old figures that you never took off of their original packaging or any old vehicles still in their original packaging, if it's from the late 70s, early 80s, worth an absolute fortune. Now, well worth hunting about, looking through old toys, doing a bit of research and seeing if they're worth any money. See, the Weird World of News on the show that goes like this on Phoenix FM could pay dividends for you. And if you made a lot of money as a result of that, you really should be dancing, shouldn't you?
We'll be right back.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
It absolutely is, you know, and this is the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons. It's just gone 4 minutes to seven on Tuesday, the 18th of October. Hope your evening's going well so far. Thank you very much for sharing part of it with me this evening. Remember, even after I leave you, great stuff on the airwaves here on Phoenix on a Tuesday night. Rob Harvey in with Synth City from 8 until 10. Then the playlist Uninterrupted Chart Hits from 10 until midnight, at which point Destination Dawn will take you right through to tomorrow morning's breakfast show. So keep it here, 98.0 in the area. PhoenixFM.com if you're not. Available on smart speaker, webcam feed available on Mixcloud.com and via our website on the webcam button on the homepage. So, what else to come up in the rest of the show? Well, the World Cup of Movie Villains is extremely exciting. I'm looking forward to telling you all about that in around about 10 minutes or just under. Quite a few more visits to the Weird World of News, where I will help you if you have a wet dog smell in your house, get rid of it. Also, the couple with the interesting kissing rule, happy to share that. And look at the top 20 national debates of 2022. Loads of stuff to cram in, as well as great music like this one from Marvin Gaye, Got to Give It Up. Don't say anything to Robin Thicke and Pharrell about it, for goodness sake. Go on, Marvin. Blurred Lines. No, don't get involved. I won't get involved. Yeah.
show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
With who?
Ben Simmons.
Oh, right.
On Phoenix FM.
Oh, yes. Halfway through tonight's show. That was Marvin Gaye. You got to give it up. That's the one that caused all the problems, all the copyright issues with Robin Thicke and Pharrell with Blurred Lines. You can decide. I can't remember. Well, I think Robin Thicke and Pharrell had to pay money or agree to not get any more profits from the playing of their version, their track. Yes. Anyway, I won't delve into it. It could open up a whole can of unnecessary worms. And you never want unnecessary worms on the airwaves. Only the most necessary of worms should ever feature on this programme on Phoenix FM. I hope you're doing well. Thanks for being here. Thanks for tuning in some way or another tonight. Remember, if you've joined us late and you think, heck, what's gone on before I joined? From tomorrow morning via our phoenixfm.com website, you go to the schedule, you find a Tuesday night, you click on the show that goes like this. It takes you to my personal Phoenix FM blog with all previous recordings. You will be able to get this via catch up from tomorrow morning at phoenixfm.com. Search the schedule, click on the show that goes like this, and there you will find this recording and many, many others. Cannot believe this is episode 233 of the show that goes like this tonight. Where on earth has the time gone? If you really want, you could catch up on 466 hours of radio. Good luck, everybody. Now, I did say that we would be talking about the World Cup of Movie Villains, and I will play one more track before we do that, a positive track before we get all dark and villainous. Here, another hirsute, facially at least, man, Mr. Eric Clapton with a rather beautiful, wonderful tonight. At least have a sway to this, come on. If you're with your significant other, maybe have a sway around your living room together.
Say, my darling,
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was Eric Clapton, of course, with the brilliant Wonderful Tonight. This is the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons. And now it's definitely time to talk about the World Cup of Movie Villains. Well, the tournament got off to a corker of a start last week with four knockout matches. Remember, the question that is being asked, very simply, there is one movie villain against another. Which villain wins? If they had to face off against each other, who would be victorious? Who will be the most villainous? Well, last week saw Darth Vader taking on Scar from The Lion King, Jaws versus Freddy Krueger, Agent Smith from The Matrix against Lord Voldemort from Harry Potter, and Pennywise from Stephen King's It versus Sauron from The Lord of the Rings. Here are last week's knockout results. Darth Vader, 71% of the vote. Scar, 29% of the vote. Vader progresses. Jaws, 62% of the vote. Freddy Krueger, 38% of the vote. Jaws progresses. Agent Smith, 30%. Lord Voldemort, 70%. Voldemort goes through. And Pennywise, 69%. Sauron, Lord of the Rings, 31%. Being a giant eye hasn't helped Sauron there, has it? Pennywise goes through. So our first four quarterfinalists, Darth Vader, Jaws, Lord Voldemort, and Pennywise. Those votes have already taken place. There are four more knockout villainous matches ready for you to vote on right now on Twitter. At Ben Sim Radio is the place, the profile to visit on Twitter. You will find those polls at the top. Single click or tap to cast your vote. And this week, our final four of the last 16 knockout stage. Emperor Palpatine from Star Wars versus Norman Bates from Psycho. Game 6, Thanos from the Avengers, from the MCU, from the cinematic universe. Thanos versus the T-1000, the liquid metal Terminator, from Terminator 2 Judgment Day. Thanos versus the T-1000. Game 7 is Hannibal Lecter of Silence of the Lambs and Hannibal fame and Red Dragon, I suppose, versus the Joker from Batman. Now, yes, the Joker is evil in all his incarnations, but I'm more or less thinking the Heath Ledger version of the Joker was slightly more unhinged than some others. Hannibal Lecter versus the Joker. And then finally, Game 8, Michael Myers of Halloween fame versus the usual suspects, Big Bad, Kaiser Soze. Michael Myers versus Kaiser Soze. Now, bear in mind, you've got to think, if they were literally facing off against each other, who would be the most villainous? Emperor Palpatine versus Norman Bates. Currently, Palpatine 77% of the vote, Norman Bates 23%. Thanos versus the T-1000. Thanos 76%, T-1000 24%. Hannibal Lecter versus the Joker. Hannibal Lecter 60%, the Joker 40%. And romping through so far, Michael Myers with 100% of the vote. Kaiser Soze, nothing as of yet. Kevin Spacey's verbal kint at the end of The Usual Suspects revealed to have made everything up. Or has he? Loses his limp and becomes Kaiser Soze. But losing out so far to Michael Myers. Michael Myers 100% of the vote against Kaiser Soze. If you would like to vote in any of those polls that are currently running, please get yourself onto Twitter. Do it now. Do it right now. At Ben Sim Radio. And you will see the polls at the top of the profile there. I'll run through them one final time. Emperor Palpatine versus Norman Bates. Thanos versus the T-1000. Hannibal Lecter versus the Joker. And Michael Myers versus Kaiser Soze. Now, in my opinion, but does it matter? It's your opinion that matters. Palpatine, it just fired force lightning at Norman Bates, no matter how many times Bates tried to stab him with a knife or whatever. Yes, Bates was a psycho, but he didn't have a body full of electricity he could shoot at other people. But, you know, it's for you to decide. Thanos versus the T-1000 is a difficult one, because Thanos, with the Infinity Stones, Is he indestructible? Well, the Avengers overcame him, one in 14 million chance, or whatever it was, according to Doctor Strange. T-1000, though, liquid metal, capable of morphing into other things. Could he trick Thanos? Could he morph into Thanos' Infinity Gauntlet? And then, you know, take his form back and stab him in the eye with a big metal arm. There's something you don't say very often at this programme at tea time. Hannibal Lecter versus the Joker. Yeah, I'm not going to go into that too much. There'd be something horrible going on somehow in that face-off. Anyway, Michael Myers versus Kaiser Sose. Did you know Michael Myers' mask was loosely based on the real face of William Shatner? That is absolutely true. Michael Myers currently romping home to victory over Kaiser Sose, but Kaiser Sose, yes, incredibly manipulative and evil. The greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world he doesn't exist. Michael Myers, if you've watched the recent Halloween trilogy that is coming to an end this Halloween with Halloween Ends, the aptly named movie, it all got a bit bizarre. Halloween, Halloween Kills, Halloween Ends. Halloween Kills, he's basically become supernatural because, well, I don't want to reveal too much, but it was basically a lynch mob that got hold of Michael Myers. Didn't look good for him. Somehow he survived at the end of the film. How did he survive without being a magic man or being or thing? Will all be revealed in Halloween Ends. Anyway, you decide who the most villainous ones are, who would overcome the others, who will make it through to the knockout stages to join Darth Vader, Jaws, Lord Voldemort and Pennywise. They're going to be cracking quarterfinals, but it's up to you to get your votes in. Okay. World Cup of Movie Villains is done and dusted for this evening. Let's have some more fabulous music. Music that lasts all summer long. Go on then, with a beard, here's Kid Rock.
Somewhere between a boy and man. She was 17 and she was far from in between. It was summertime in northern Michigan. Splashing through the sandbar, talking by the campfire. It's the simple things in life like where we didn't have no internet, but man, I never will forget the way the moonlight shined upon her head. And we were trying different things, and we were smoking funny things, making love out by the lake to our favorite song, sipping whiskey out the bottle, not thinking about tomorrow, singing Sweet Home Alabama all summer long. Singing Sweet Home Alabama all summer long. Catching walleye from the dock, watching the waves roll off the rocks. She'll forever hold a spot inside my soul. We'd blister in the sun, we couldn't wait for night to come to hit that sand and play some rock and roll. While we were trying different things, and we were smoking funny things, making love out by the lake to our favorite song, sipping whiskey out the bottle, not thinking about tomorrow, singing Sweet Home Alabama all summer long. Singing Sweet Home Alabama all summer long.
as strange as when the leaves began to change. Oh, how we thought those days would never end. Sometimes I hear that song and I'll start to sing along and think, man, I'd love to see that girl again.
Man, I'd like to see that girl again.
And we were trying different things. And we were smoking funny things, making love out by the lake to our favorite song. Sipping whiskey out the bottle, not thinking about tomorrow. Singing Sweet Home Alabama all summer long. We were trying different things, and we were smoking funny things, making love out by the lake to our favorite song. Sipping whiskey out the bottle, not thinking about tomorrow. Singing Sweet Home Alabama all summer long. 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 Singing Sweet Home Alabama all summer long.
Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was the brilliant and her suit, Kid Rock, with All Summer Long. Yes, many of the tracks so far have been dominated by males with beards. Because the 18th of October is National No Beard Day, I'm going against that and playing tracks by people with beards. But I don't want to have a solely male musical show, so we are going to hear from some female artists who obviously don't have beards, but are recognisable for their hair, have long hair, have done something with their hair, clearly have great hair, or some kind of wacky thing going on with their hair. We will go back to the weird world of news after this next track to hear about how to get rid of a wet dog smell from your house if it's bothering you. Also, there are only 13 minutes left to vote on the poll that is also raging on Twitter tonight alongside the World Cup of Movie Villains from our wonderful Drive Time presenter, Stuart Pink, at Stew Pink on Twitter, S-T-E-W-P-I-N-K, at Stew Pink. Should he shave his beard or should he keep his beard? If you want to vote, go to his profile. Single click or tap to cast your vote to beard or not to beard. It's as simple as that. Now then, here's a lady whose hair went across her face in a bizarre way because she had a lazy eye. Gabrielle, Dreams.
They can come true. You don't think I want you. I can tell by your eyes that you want me to. Just a question of time. I knew we'd be together and that you'd be mine. I want you here forever. Do you hear what I'm saying? Gotta say how I feel. I can't believe it, but I know that you're real. I know what I want. And baby, it's you. Can't deny my feelings because they are true, yeah. Dreams can come true. Look at me, babe, I'm with you. You know you got to have hope. You know you got to be strong. Dreams can come true. Look at me, babe, I'm with you. You know you got to have hope. You know you got to be strong. I'd see you sometimes on your unending cries. I knew I had to have you. My whole sentiment died. Now you're by my side and I feel so good. I'm nothing to hide. Don't feel that I ever could. Do you hear what I'm saying? Gotta say how I feel. I can't believe you're here, but I know that you're real. I know what I want. And baby, it's you. And I'm a bit
You know you got to be strong. Dreams can come true. Look at me, baby, I'm with you. You know you got to have on. You know you got to be strong. Tomorrow, let's live for tonight. I know I want you, baby, so hold me so tight. Push your arms around me, you make me feel so safe. Can you whisper in my ear that you're here to stay? Dreams can come true. Look at me, baby, I'm with you. You know you got to have hope. You know you got to be strong. You know you got to be strong. Dreams can come true. Look at me, babe, I'm with you. You know you got to have on. You know you got to be strong.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is Ben Simmons with the show that goes like this. That was Gabrielle and the rather wonderful Dreams. So, it's the 18th of October, it's Information Overload Awareness Day, it's National Chocolate Cupcake Day, it's National Pharmacy Technician Day, but it's National No Beer Day. Oh yes, before we deal with any more music that relates to people with hair, let's have another visit to the weird world of news. Now, I did promise to tell you all about how to cheaply rid your home of wet dog smells. Well, clearly, people know of the existence of these products that remove odours from your home. Famous products that exist that you see advertised on TV for fabric refreshing, basically, and you can get own brands, you can get branded ones, but you can make your own fabric refresher product. And a TikToker has shared her hack for how to do that very easily. You need to simply have bicarbonate of soda, water, and your favourite essential oil. Mix it all together. It doesn't give you the amount. I guess you have to play around and work it out. But some bicarbonate of soda, some water, and essential oils mixed together. Put it in some kind of spray bottle. You can spray it on the sofa, on pets' beds, anywhere they may have had an accident, anywhere a wet dog has been in your house, and it will do as good a job as branded fabric refreshing products. There you go, another life hack on the show that goes like this. Bicarbonate of soda, what's that? Something for getting rid of dogs or getting rid of tree trunks? Bicarbonate of soda, water, and your favourite essential oil. Mixed together, put in some kind of spray bottle, you've created your own fabric refresher. There we go. Very happy to have given that to you on the airwaves on the show that goes like this tonight. Now, another performer with famously bizarre, interesting, enigmatic hair is the brilliant Sia, who wants to swing from, where is it again?
Party girls, don't get hurt, can't feel anything. When will I learn? I push it down, push it down. I'm the one for a good time call, phone's blowing up. Ring on my doorbell, I feel the love. Feel the love.
1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, drink. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, drink. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, drink. Turn back till I lose.
Like tomorrow. say.
Phoenix FM.
Sears classic Chandelier. I want to swing from the chandelier here. How do you get an extra syllable out of it? She's managed it. Well done. Now then, penultimate visit to the weird world of news, because the final visit could dominate the end of the show that goes like this tonight, because we'll be talking about the 20 things that have been causing arguments and 20 biggest debates that have been raging throughout the UK in 2022. But before that, again, possibly concerning myself with whether I should be broadcasting this at 7:30 in the evening. Anyway, a woman says couples should be intimate every day and swears by strict kissing rule. A couple whose lives completely changed after welcoming their first child now make sure to get intimate every day in a bid to keep the romance alive. After becoming parents, Anna Lee and Ethan found they had less time together, but were determined to keep the spark in their relationship. So they have now vowed, at least once a day, to kiss for 10 seconds. Particularly whenever they say hello or goodbye to each other, they don't just give a peck on the cheek, it's a 10-second snog. And that helps to keep the romance alive in their relationship. It's not just that. Sometimes because of that, it says it leads to other things. I'm not going to go any further at 7:30 in the evening, but there you go. How they manage to do that with the kids around as well, who knows? But kissing for 10 seconds, you know, don't just let the magic die. Don't just have a peck on the cheek. Don't just say, see you then, I'll be back later, and think, I can't wait to get out of there, or thank goodness they've gone. Oh no, embrace, full on 10 second snog every day. Keep the magic alive. I'm not saying that's necessarily the right way. I'm just saying that's what those people have done, and it works for them. 10 second kiss a day. You could try it. I'm going to suggest it to Mrs. Simo and see what she says later on tonight. I'll let you know whether it goes well or whether it goes badly. Until then, another fabulous female performer with big hair, Diana Ross. Don't turn up the rain, she says. Oh no.
Yeah.
Phoenix FM.
Enjoy that rendition, Diana Ross, Turn Up the Sunshine. Diana Ross, big hair, without a doubt. On National No Beard Day, yes, we played lots of tracks by men with beards, and we're now playing tracks by ladies with big hair or very distinctive hair. So there we go. Now, update on the voting in the World Cup of Movie Villains. What can I tell you? Well, Game 5, Emperor Palpatine, 74% of the vote. Norman Bates, 26% of the vote so far. Game 6, Thanos, 80% of the vote. T-1000, 20% of the vote. Game 7, Hannibal Lecter and the Joker, locked at 50-50. That could be interesting. And Game 8, Michael Myers, 100% of the vote, destroying Kaiser Soze. Maybe he convinced the world he didn't exist because Michael Myers absolutely annihilated him. 100% to nil. Could we end up with the first 100 to nil scoreline in the knockout stages of the World Cup of Movie Villains? If you're hearing about this for the first time and are intrigued, get yourself to at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. That is where the polls are for you to cast your vote with a single click or tap. And give it a retweet as well so many more movie fans can get involved. Yes, thank you so much. Right, time for more music. After this, we will look, thanks to the Weird World of News, at the top 20 topics that UK citizens have been debating intensely throughout 2022. See if you agree. Very interesting. Gaga has great hair. Grande has great hair. Put them together, fantastic hair, even if you rain on them.
I didn't ask for a free ride. I only asked you to show me a real good time. I never asked for the rainbow. At least I showed up, you showed me nothing at all. It's coming down on
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Gaga and Grande, Rain On Me, love that track. Brilliant stuff. Well, aside from the World Cup of Movie Villains, another poll has been overtaking the Twitter airwaves, well, these radio airwaves and the Twitterverse online. Stu Pink asking if he should shave his facial hair on National No Beard Day. Our fabulous Drive Time presenter has the results. The results are in. 71% of the vote says don't shave, keep the beard. 29% says shave. So pretty resounding victory there. He doesn't have to buy a razor on the way home. Everything is fine. Stuart, you are safe. Well done. No shaving required. Thanks for the poll, though. Something else extra to excite people on the Phoenix airwaves tonight. Utterly fabulous. Now, I did say in the latter part of the show I'd be talking about the 20 subjects that UK people are debating in 2022. Now, this avoids current news, not news from the last month, let's say. Therefore, it will not be the Conservative Party and the shenanigans going on at the very heart of government right now. Anyway, at number 20, remember these are the topics that have caused most people to have debates or deep conversations in this year so far. Number 20, should you ever leave washing up to soak or just get on with it? Well, I didn't know that was a debate, but there you go. Do you leave it to soak or just get on with it? Well, some things need a bit of a soak. Depends how you've cooked, if you've left it to harden. You know, I'm one of those people that cooks and tries to semi-clean before you even serve the food. My wife is the total opposite. She serves the food, says, let's eat it right now. Then you go in the kitchen afterwards and it's carnage out there. But yes, should you ever leave washing up to soak or just get on with it? Well, I'm not really sure, I guess. Although, to be fair to Mrs. Simo, she did say this to me one time, and I've stuck by this mantra. If something is going to take you 5 minutes or less to do, just do it. If you're talking about household chores, I think that is very good advice. Not that washing up will always take 5 minutes or less, but if it's not much, you might as well just get on with it. Number 19 is Manchester United fans protesting about the club's owners, the Glazer family. Yeah, that has, well, they have caused controversy ever since they took over, really, basically because they've financed the whole thing with huge debt, haven't they? So if they left, Manchester United would be in a large amount of debt if they took all their money back out. I don't understand the financial implications, really, but that's a debate for Manchester United fans, of which I am not. But there we go. Speaking of Manchester United, they're at number 18 as well. Should they sell Cristiano Ronaldo? Something that people have been debating this year. Well, he's still there. I think he would have had a move late in the summer if any half-decent team that would be challenging for honours anywhere had come in for him, but it didn't happen. He stayed at United. They're trying desperately to integrate him back into the team, but he got subbed last weekend, didn't he, and didn't seem very happy about it. Shakes of the head as he sat back down with the rest of the substitutes. Number 17. Here's an intense debate. If Jack could have actually fit on the door floating in the sea at the end of Titanic. I do remember thinking that when I first saw it. I know this has become a thing more and more in recent times, but it's kind of like, he could have really got on there if he'd tried hard, couldn't he? I know it was all about Rose surviving. And Jack just, you know, going away, submerging himself, never to be seen again. Could he have fit on that door, though? Was Rose a bit harsh? Okay, now here's one for all time, not just 2022, surely. Jaffa cakes, cake or biscuit? I've always been very firmly in the camp of, they're called Jaffa cakes, so they're cakes. If they were called Jaffa biscuits, they'd be biscuits, surely. They're Jaffa cakes, aren't they? Come on. I know there's things about what actually makes a cake and a biscuit. Anyway, let's not get into it now. Number 15, are crisps in a sandwich ever okay? Simple answer, yes, they're okay, but I don't do it very often. 14, is Die Hard a Christmas movie? Not really. Yes, it's set at Christmas. It starts off with him trying to get home for Christmas and being trapped in the building of terrorists, doesn't it? But it doesn't feel like a Christmas movie throughout. Come on. 13, loo roll, does it hang over or under? Oh, that is an intense debate. I've always been an over person. Genuinely upsets me to see loo roll hanging under. Over or under, I like it. Number 12, Sean Connery or Daniel Craig, who's the best Bond? Couldn't answer that. It's weird because I realise it's cheesy, but when I was a kid, Roger Moore was Bond. For me, Bond iconically is Roger Moore. I do appreciate other people have done it well, but there you go. Number 11, iPhone versus Android. Always used to be Android was slightly cheaper, but, you know, with the top-end phones on either operating system now, bit extortionate. I can't say one way or the other. I've used Apple products and enjoyed Apple products, found them a bit easier to use, but I've never got used to using Android stuff over and over again. It's not like Android is impossible. Okay, that was 20 to 11. The final 10 subjects will be revealed after this track from another person with lovely hair, occasionally blue hair in recent adverts, hence valid for this topic tonight, Katy Perry, Teenage Dream.
Brentwood and Billericay.
This is Phoenix FM.
Katy Perry and Teenage Dream there. Now, I may be able to squeeze all this in before I leave you. The final 10 subjects that have got people debating and arguing with each other all over the UK throughout 2022. At number 10, the correct pronunciation of scone or scone. Which one is it? Well, for me, it's scone, I have to say. Can't believe that's a debate, really, but there we go. Scone or scone has caused consternation for a lot of people. At number 9, the court case between Rebecca Vardy and Colleen Rooney. Wasn't it Wagatha Christie it was referred to in the press? Yes. And I think, I can't remember, so I don't want to give incorrect details, but I think Colleen Rooney was found victorious in court. Yes. Now, having worried about the pronunciation of scone or scone, at number 8, what goes first, jam or cream on a scone? For me, it's always been cream first, then jam. At number 7, harking back to the Oscars, the now infamous Oscar ceremony, Will Smith versus Chris Rock. I think, has Chris Rock still not publicly talked about it? I know his shows sold a lot more tickets as a result of that altercation on the Oscars, and Will Smith has been banned from the Oscars for 10 years. Will he get a lot less work in Hollywood now as a result of that? It's what people have been talking about this year. At number 6, this is number 6 of all the topics people could argue, debate and worry about. Should pineapple go on a pizza? Well, it does on a Hawaiian. I don't know if you can say it should or shouldn't. It just does. So I guess it can. So why is there a debate? You know, whether people like it or not, some people do, some people don't. Right. At number 5, should the USA ban guns or make a change to the Second Amendment? That's a controversial one. I don't think you'll ever get people in the USA to agree, but there you go. Number 4, bearing in mind I said we're not talking about Liz Truss, Kwasi Kwarteng, Jeremy Hunt and all that business because it's too recent. At number 4, Boris Johnson versus all the ministers who resigned from underneath him. Well, with it being in the news recently that Liz Truss is now one of the least popular prime ministers ever, according to polls that have taken place, I genuinely just seen on the news feed in our studio, of a poll that was done recently, 82% of people polled think she should leave the job, and of those 82%, 32 of them think Boris Johnson should be the next prime minister. Okay. At number 3, Johnny Depp versus Amber Heard. Seems quite a long time ago now, but it wasn't really, was it? Yes. And I think she was found to have behaved quite badly as a result of that court case, although neither of them covered themselves in glory. At number 2, Rishi Sunak versus Liz Truss for the Prime Minister's job. How many are wishing Rishi got it right now? And at number 1, the number 1 topic for debate this year, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle versus the royal family. That makes it sound like some kind of battle. I don't think it was an entire battle that was going on, but yes. There we go. Bit of controversy, interesting things to chat about. And we're coming to the end of the show that goes like this tonight. It's been another marvellous episode for me. Hopefully you've enjoyed listening as well. And we've shared celebrity birthdays. We've been to the Weird World of News many times. Don't forget the World Cup of Movie Villains is available to vote at Bensim Radio on Twitter. Palpatine versus Bates, Thanos versus Terminator 1000, Hannibal Lecter versus the Joker, and Myers versus Soze. Fantastic. And we found out from the Weird World of News tonight that a bride left her wedding for 2 hours to get a new hair and style hairstyle and cut done by a professional hairdresser. Incredible. A lady found an old Care Bear in her attic that made her £1,600 on eBay. You can get rid of a wet dog smell in your house using bicarbonate of soda, water and essential oils as a fabric refresher, as a homemade alternative. And if you want to keep intimacy going in a relationship, kiss for 10 seconds every day. There we go. Right, well, it's been fantastic. Don't forget, Rob's back after me with Synth City from 8 until 10, so keep it here on Phoenix FM, a song to play us out we need right now. And therefore, what better when we've been talking about beards and big hair than this effort from Dolly Parton and Kenny Rogers. See you next week.